June 29, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, the Unexpected Messiah. Opening prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son to die for me and your Spirit to dwell in me. Have the reality of those two facts give me inspiration and purpose for this day. Read Matthew chapter 12, verses 15 through 21. God's chosen servant. Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. A large crowd followed him, and he healed all who were ill. He warned them not to tell others about him. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant, whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he has brought justice through to victory. In his name the nations will put their hope. Reflect. Some Greek visitors said, "We would like to see Jesus." Make this your prayer as you come to today's passage. Aware of this refers to the Pharisees' plot at the end of Saturday's passage. How ironic that Jesus' compassionate healing provoked such a hate-filled reaction. His raising of Lazarus led to a similar plot. It was not the miracles themselves that led to such violent opposition, but the divine authority claimed by Jesus in performing them. The Pharisees' preconceptions concerning the attributes and actions of the coming Messiah blinded them to who Jesus was, because his words and actions did not conform to their template. Cutting across our own expectations might be Jesus' instruction to the crowd not to tell others about him. The crowd expected a warrior king who would overthrow the Romans. To spread the news that the Messiah is here would probably cause a violent Jewish uprising, followed by bloody Roman reprisals. The distinct nature of Jesus' messianic role is portrayed in verses 18 through 21, Matthew's longest quotation from the Old Testament. The passage is from one of Isaiah's servant songs. Jesus identifies himself as the prophesied servant, whose mission is to proclaim justice to the nations, not just to the Jews. Notice, too, how the servant king's message is not spread by brash or abrasive methods, and that he is gentle towards the vulnerable and those of wavering faith. This is in contrast to the aggressive Messiah of popular expectation. Nevertheless, his mission is empowered by the Spirit of God and results in victory as the nations put their hope in him. In the minds of Jesus' contemporaries, the servant in Isaiah may or may not have been the Messiah, but Jesus was certainly not the kind of Messiah they expected. Apply. When you find places in Scripture where Jesus does not conform to your preconceptions, do you avoid thinking about them, or do you face their challenge? Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, thank you for teaching me through Scripture. Help me to appreciate and welcome the ways you deepen my understanding and inspire action through it.